Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Currently we're doing the virtues of the four rakats, sunnah mu'akkada of Zuhr Salah. In other words, the sunnah of the Zuhr Salah. So the four rakat sunnah mu'akkada before the faraz of the Zuhr Salah, and the two rakat sunnah mu'akkada after the faraz of the Zuhr Salah. So we are doing the virtues of the sunnah with regards to Zuhr Salah. عن أم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر وأربعين بعدها حرم الله على النار رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذه الأم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah will make unlawful for Jahannam the one who safeguards the four rakats before the Zuhr Salat and four rakats after it. So Hazrat Ummu Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala will make unlawful, Allah ta'ala will make haram for Jahannam the one who safeguards the four rakats before the Zuhr Salat and the four rakats after it. Some ulama of the opinion that these four rakats that are referred to in this hadith after the Zuhr Salat is referring to after a person finishes his two sunnat, now he reads four rakats more. Some of the opinion, Ula Liqari Rahmatullah Ali says, no, that this two rakats sunnat mu'akkada that he is reading after the faraz of Zuhur, that is already included in this two rakats. Now he's just reading the another two that we normally would read, known as two nafil. So now that makes it four rakats. So we got the four rakats before the faraz of Zuhur, and we got how many after the faraz? Four rakats. How he reads it, two rakats sunnat, and he reads another two rakats nafil. So now he's getting four rakats after the faraz of Zuhur Salah. So two sunnat mu'akkada and two nafil. So he's getting this reward. What beautiful reward that Allah Ta'ala will make Jahannam unlawful. Haram. There's nothing, nothing unlawful for Allah Ta'ala. But it's an expression that Allah Ta'ala will make it such that this fire of Jahannam will become unlawful. Haram for the person that safeguards this four rakats before and he's reading four rakats after. So therefore, when a person is reading also his sunnat after, shouldn't just rush. I only need to read two rakat sunnat after Zuhr, let me rush and go. He's losing out the reward of such a great reward of reading or the two nafil extra and getting that four rakats after the faraz of Zuhr Salat. And Abdullah ibn Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yusalli arba'an ba'da an tazula ash-shamsu قبل الظهر وقال إنها ساعة تفتح بها أبواب السماء فأحب أن يصعد لي فيها عمل صالح رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. عبد الله بن السائب رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform four rakats after midday. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would perform four rakats after زوال before the Zuhr Salah. And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is a time wherein the doors of the heavens are opened, and I therefore prefer that my good deeds, or I prefer my good deed to ascend at that time. A good deed of performing the salah, I prefer it ascend at that time. Some ulama of the opinion that this four rakats is separate from the four rakats of the sunnat of Zuhur. In other words, after Zawal, the person reads four rakats, then he gets this reward. So this is separate. It's after Zawal he reads it. It's separate. There are other ulama that say no, that this is the referring to the four rakats. So if a person reads the four rakat sunnat, then he also gets this reward. We have hope that if a person doesn't read the four rakats after Zawal, he reads it in other words before the faraz of Zuhur, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward. However, majority of the scholars of the opinion, of the ulama of the opinion, that this four rakats is a separate four rakats. In other words, after Zawal, when Zawal time comes, person reads this four rakats. If a person comes early for Jummah Salah, apart from the other days where he can read it, but person comes early for Jummah Salah, you find that Zawal has already come in. Now instead of him just sitting and maybe talking or making zikr is there in its place, but the special reward of four rakats after the Zawal is a good opportunity, easier, he's already in the masjid, very easy opportunity for him to get, read four rakats Zawal. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explains that the heavens are opened at that time, and I prefer that my good action goes up. So here a person is getting that opportunity of imitating a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last hadith under the section, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha lam yusalli arba'an qabla adh-dhuhri sallahunna ba'daha رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he did not perform the four rakats of sunnat before the Zuhr Salat, he would perform them after it. In other words, for whatever reason he missed the four rakats of sunnat before the faraz, he would perform it after the faraz of Zuhr. So we learn one masla from here, that if we ever happen to miss, we came late for example, and there isn't much time to read the four rakat sunnat before Zuhr, we haven't lost it. We can read it after the Zuhr Salat. This was also the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ever he missed it, he would read it after the Zuhr Salat. There's one common difficulty that people have when they go for Umrah. Nowadays you find that when the Azan goes, for the Jummah Salah, so the first Azan is going now before Zawal. So it goes approximately about half an hour before Zawal, the first Azan. So now the time hasn't come in yet to read the four sunnah. The four sunnah comes in, the time is after Zawal. So first difficulty many people have is they already think the time set in and they're reading four rakat sunnah. Whereas there is not the time to read the four rakat sunnah, the time is after Zawal sets in. But the second difficulty that they have is now when the second Azan goes, immediately thereafter the Khatib stands up and he gives the khutbah. So people don't get a chance to read this four rakat sunnah. Why? Because Zawal came in, the Muazzin gave the Azan, the second Azan, and the Khatib stood up. So sometimes some people just start the sunnah and the khutbah already started. So now at the time when the Imam is giving the khutbah, we are not supposed to read Salah, we are not supposed to talk, we are not supposed to even make zikr. No, we should even tell the person next to us they don't talk. We are supposed to remain completely silent as though we are in Salah. So now there is a great difficulty, when does a person read these four rakats? So ulama, based on this hadith, that this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he must happen to miss it before the faraz, then he would read it after the faraz. So therefore if a person before the Jummah Salah, there isn't time as I'm explaining, the khutbah starts immediately, so it doesn't mean he must leave out that four sunnah that he would normally read. He must read it after the Jummah Salah. This is one action that we can do instead of just leaving it out or reading that Salah whilst the khutbah is on. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making Amal. Ulama of the opinion, the question is, if person missed that four sunnah, does he read that four sunnah first and then he reads the two sunnah? The person has got the option. However, some of the opinion that the better thing to do is, so you read it after your sunnah. In other words, you first read the sunnah, the two sunnah, and then you read. However, there isn't, that time is open to read both. So if a person reads the two sunnah first or he reads the four sunnah first, the time is an open time, is not closed. When it's a closed time, then a person has to follow a certain type of sequence there. The time is open, he can read the four sunnat first or he can read the two sunnat. Some have the opinion that the two sunnat is what's supposed to be read, and this one now is coming afterwards, so you read it afterwards. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. There was one question that was asked once, that a person misses the two sunnat of Fajr Salah. So the answer to the two sunnat, if a person has missed the two sunnat and he missed the faraz, so he overslept. He missed the two sunnat and he missed the faraz salat. He overslept and he missed his fajr salat. Now because the sunnat is tabi'ah, the sunnat follows the faraz, he's making qaza of the faraz, then he makes qaza of the sunnat. Because he's reading both now. He's reading the sunnat and he's reading the faraz. And the sunnat is read with the faraz. However, a person only missed the sunnat. He came late, last rakat, so he just joined the namaz. Otherwise he would have missed the jamaat. So now when a person only misses the sunnah salah, now there's no qaza of the sunnah salah. So therefore what a person does is now a person doesn't make qaza of the sunnah salah. So there is no qaza of the sunnah salah. There is one explanation that some ulama give, is that he reads two rakats, nafil salat, and then he reads the sunnah. But this is not what is found widely in the kitabs. Widely in the kitabs is if he's making qaza of the faraz, and that too if it's done before Zawal. So he woke up, he overslept, before Zawal he's making qaza of the faraz of Fajr, then he makes qaza of the sunnat. And if he's making the qaza of the fajr after Zawal, see that qaza he's making after Zawal later and on in the day, then what he does now, he doesn't read the two sunnat. So just quickly to recap, a person has missed the fajr, the sunnat and the faraz, and he's making qaza of it before Zawal, and he makes it qaza of the sunnat and the faraz. But if he's making it after Zawal or any other time, then he only makes qaza of the faraz, there is no qaza of the sunnat. These two sunnats are tabi'ah. Tabi'ah means they follow the faraz. They are not independent namazes that are read stand alone. Therefore, he doesn't make sunnah. If he only missed the sunnat, he doesn't make qaza only of the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. InshaAllah we'll continue with the hadith on Monday. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.